people really just stand around. They don't even know where they are or why they're here. Just standing around, waiting, listening to the ticks of time that lead to a painful, ordinary death. Just plain existence. Something none of us ever get used to. The fact that all of us are just part of it. We can't escape it. We make it. We never get used to the idea that we're really not going to end up being the next big anything. We're going to die in a car accident. We're going to die in jail. We're going to die alone. We're going to die alone. We're going to die without love. We're going to die on the way to the job. We're going to die when we look outside. We're going to die when we walk down the street. We're going to die after a smile. We're going to die laughing. We're going to die from bad habits. We're going to die for no reason at all. There's no escaping it. It's ordinary death for ordinary lives, and it waits for us all. And there's nothing we can do. I stare at her hips, so smooth and so consistent. She walks to the beer tap. She puts her hips to the side and she makes love to the bar. Short and steady. The music plays with her pussy, teasing it. Her hips twist and her ass firm, pointed toward a gutless sun. Mouth watering. Fashionable hipsters take their chance. Her hand on her side and a slight innocence to her ass that made my mind lose track of time and space. I thought about her petite body. I thought about how much she must weigh and how easy it would be to bend her body in strange ways that would get me off. I imagined looking at her perfect waist and stomach, not an ounce of fat on her body. Her chin pressed into her chest and her eyes locked on mine as I watched my dick pump in and out of her shaved pussy. Eyes locked. She squeals like a whore who knows what kind of dick she likes. She moans like my cock is something holy. As if my dick will be able to grant her peace for all of her sins in the past. Her pussy begs like a hungry addict that knows peace. Her pussy begs like a hungry addict that knows she's getting fucked out of life, but doesn't care because nothing is more satisfying than the escape. I'm going to take her there, like a rapist before the power shift. I lined up the shape of her ass with the ears of some guy in front of me. A shape so perfect that nature lends its divine wisdom. Other shapes and objects try to imitate. She floats around the bar like a curious minnow in shallow water, changing directions every second, led by those perky tits. She used to look at herself as a young girl and wonder if they would ever grow. All I can think about is how hard I would pinch her nipples while I fuck her from behind. Hard strokes. Hard, empty strokes. I want this chick to know that when I come, I'm done. We see it on the streets every day. dead growing in dark shadows, the hallowed echoes of broken mirrors. Do you think I wanted to end up like this? The drugs, the prostitution, the madness and the heat. Like open sores on top of empty promises, like a dumb fuck. Like blind faith, like disappointment. Like truth. This is only the beginning of the nothing that surrounds everything.